Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Acts chapter 1, verses 10 to 11. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Do you want to get people's attention? Look straight up at the sky. Try it. Step out of the coffee shop or the supermarket, stop and stare up at the sky. You'll soon find others looking to see what it is that's caught your attention. And if enough people do it at the same time, even more people will look up, just to see what they're missing. They might even ask you what you're looking at. That's why I love how Luke describes the scene that takes place at our Savior's ascension. I imagine them all staring up at the cloud as they happen to notice two angels standing next to them, and they ask the same question you might expect. Why do you stand here looking up into the sky? However, their question doesn't arise from curiosity. Instead, it sets the stage for the wonderful announcement which comes next. They assured them, "Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Now consider that for a moment and what it means. At the Incarnation, the Son of God came down from heaven and took on flesh and blood to be our Savior. That's what makes Christmas such an ongoing and incredible event. Jesus became one of us. He did this in order to step into our shoes and save us from our sins. And he's done it. He gave his life for us on the cross as the perfect payment for all of our sins. And then on the third day, he stepped out of the grave. The very same Jesus who was crucified, died, and was buried was now standing alive before them. In fact, as he showed them his hands and his side, he had the scars to prove it. This wasn't some sort of ghostly spiritual resurrection, and on the day of our Lord's return, neither will be yours and mine. As Jesus told them, "Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." Here is the same Jesus whom Mary grasped with joy outside the tomb. Here is the same Jesus who asked for a piece of fish and ate it in front of them, and later even prepared breakfast for them along the shore. This was the same Jesus who spent the next 40 days after the resurrection, speaking to them about the kingdom of God. Here is the same Jesus who, while blessing them, was taken up before their eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. Did you catch that? At no time did Jesus ever stop being true God and true man. He didn't leave his body behind in the grave on Easter morning, and he didn't leave it behind when he ascended into heaven. And now the angels announce that this same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. Jesus continued to be with the disciples, and he continues to be with you and me today, our real and living Savior. As Paul assures us in Ephesians, Jesus ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. He intercedes before the Father on our behalf. He continues to proclaim the soothing good news of our forgiveness in his word, and he comforts us with his mercy and presence in the Lord's Supper. Looking forward to the day of his return in glory, John exults in Revelation to say, "Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him." In fact, as that day draws closer, our Savior himself reminds us, "Look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh." Maybe looking up at the sky once in a while isn't such a bad idea. It might even provide you with a great opportunity to tell your friends about their Savior. Let us pray. Risen and ascended Savior, I look forward with joy and anticipation to the resurrection, even as I rejoice in your presence with me right now. Amen. Dear friends, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Have a look at the free Mother's Day e-cards on our website. You can attach one to your text or email or post it on social media. It's not too late to send it, and it will arrive immediately. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.